Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fitness Kiss 108 Studios. Now back to Maddie in the morning
on Kiss 108.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Big weekend coming up. Lisa's going to sit in a pile of snow and with her friends. All right. You got anything good for me, buddy?
We've got some good stuff.
All right, let's get to it. Come
now,
on,
the
go.
Entertainment update with Billy Costa.
Again, the inauguration is the big buzz story. It'll happen Wednesday. By the way, a rehearsal plan for this coming Sunday has been postponed, put off until Monday out of security concerns in Washington, D.C. There's a troop buildup going on there. A state of emergency is still in effect, and there's a lot of rehearsing to do. The swearing-in, the speech. Lady Gaga will sing the national anthem. J-Lo is going to perform at the inauguration as well and talks about it right here.
They asked me to come and do a song, and I'm so excited. I was obviously honored. I'm excited about, you know, the future now, you know, I'm going to do something probably a little patriotic. I don't know. I haven't decided exactly what I'm doing.
Jenny from the Block, maybe? Or no, I doubt it. don't forget, Gaga, it makes sense that she's going to sing the national anthem. She supported Joe Biden all along the way throughout the campaign. You'll remember Biden at the podium at one point during the campaign right here.
I'm Jill Biden's husband and Lady Gaga's friend. We go back a while. God love you. You're wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. The after party going to be hosted by Tom Hanks. I think everybody's happy about mm-hmm. that. With performances by Justin Timberlake. He actually wrote a song for the event. Demi Lovato will perform at the after party as well. And so Ben Affleck sat down with a Hollywood Reporter this week, and he talked about everything, including his time with J-Lo, the so-called J-Lo years. Here's some of it right here.
First, it was like Dick and Liz. It was this sort of infatuation. What an interesting couple. And then there was a ton of resentment against me, a ton of resentment against Jennifer. The irony is not lost on me, huh, that Jennifer now, I mean, people were so mean about her, sexist, racist, you know, ugly, vicious was written about her in ways that if you wrote it now, you would literally be fired for saying those things you said. Now it's like she's lionized and respected for the work she did, where she came from, what she accomplished, as well she should be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I see her accomplishments as like, I would say you have a better chance from the Bronx at being a Latina of ending up as like, you know, Sotomayor on the Supreme Court than you do of having Jennifer Lopez's career and being who she is at 50 years old today.
He also talked about his struggles with alcohol. I've got some of that right here.
I realized I was an alcoholic and I stopped drinking. And I started drinking too much around the time of Justice League. And it's a hard thing to confront and face and deal with. And I've been sober for a while now. And I feel really good and as healthy and good as I've ever felt. And the process of recovering from alcoholism has been really instructive. And I think it's great for people who aren't alcoholics. You know, like, be honest, mm-hmm. have integrity, take accountability, help other people. It's a good set of things that they teach you. It took me a little while to get it. I had a few slips like most people, but I feel really good.
Yeah, his movie The Way Back basically mirrored his battle with alcohol. And by the way, he calls that movie The Way Back his crowning achievement. He actually went right from rehab to the set of the movie. And I've seen the movie a couple of times. It really is a good movie. Tyler Perry apparently will receive the Humanitarian Award at the upcoming Academy Awards. And Selena Gomez, late last night, released an all-Spanish song. We've got a clip of it right here.
Soy más fuerte sola.
that song there is said to be one of two songs in All Spanish that are going to be released and part of her upcoming album. And there's a weird story involving Ivanka Trump and her home in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm going to turn to Lisa Donovan for that story.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, she's being shunned, right, Lisa?
No, well, that. But there's a weirder story that Boston.com is reporting this morning, that she has a home in Washington, and she has been guarded by the Secret Service since her father started his presidency. And she has six bathrooms in her home, and she did not let the Secret Service use any of her bathrooms the entire time. So they had to rent a basement apartment in the neighborhood at $3,000 a month just so they could go to the bathroom.
That's some neighborhood if the basement apartment is $3,000 a month.
I know. So it's cost,
holy cow.
Yeah, it's cost taxpayers $100,000 for them to be able to use the toilet because she wouldn't let anyone use the toilet in her house.
And she's being shunned in the new neighborhood where she lives,
in
where
Florida.
Tom Brady bought.
Oh, yeah. They
so
want
she
nothing to do with
her. Part of the circle of,
yeah,
of
the
friends.
Inner circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's pretty common. People don't want you to use the bathroom.
I can use your bathroom.
No, a ban is a ban. What does my word mean? Nothing?
You really got to go.
All right. I will temporarily lift the ban. In, out, quick.
And we're getting reports of tension among the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
Apparently, Backstreet Boy Brian Luttrell is a big Trumper. And Kevin Richardson is the exact opposite. And there have been a lot of very heated arguments. And obviously, the immediate speculation is how and whether it's going to affect the future of the boys.
I think that's okay. I think it's time they put it past them.
This might be a good.
I don't know. Their recent tour did pretty well. I don't know. And Conor McGregor, who's kind of crazy. I think we all know that. He just bought a $2 million watch. Now, as you would expect, the watch is loaded with diamonds. I mean, there are diamonds everywhere. But there's also a little door on the watch.
This story.
And a little door on the watch. And when you open the little door, there's a picture of two people having sex.
And they're going to the tick, 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 to the sound of the clock.
Every time there's a tick, there's another hump.
Is it two people that he knows, or is it just two random
people? It's just I think it's two random people, but it's like,
okay, that's
what
really
is he
weird.
Using his money for?
And you're going to hate this, Matt, but Wilder Valderrama had his fiance use a skydiver to reveal they're expecting a baby girl. They had a big gender reveal, and there was a helicopter overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy jumped from the helicopter with a rocket shooting out.
Pink.
Do you know how easy that could have gone really
wrong? Oh, God, yeah.
Well, they did it in, like, a suburb, and he landed on a basketball court. Like, that was between homes. Like, that could have been awful.
Really ugly.
Oh, yeah. God, it could have gone so badly.
Who's is this one of the housewives of something?
Didn't he go out with Demi Lovato?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he was on that 70s show.
He was the first,
right?
Well, Joe Jonas was the first.
Oh, I thought it was a girl. Valderrama is
the
guy?
Oh, no, he's the guy. Yeah. What was the big sitcom?
That 70s show.
Yeah, that 70s show he was in.
Oh.
Yeah. And don't forget, Mega Millions tonight, at least $750 million. Powerball tomorrow night, at least $640 million. The Bruins won their season opener 3-2 over the Devils last night. It was in the shootout. Brad Marchand had the winning goal in the shootout, and a lot of football this weekend. The Rams and the Packers tomorrow at 4:30. Ravens and the Bills tomorrow night, 8:15. Browns and the Chiefs, 3 o'clock on Sunday. The Bucks and the Saints Sunday night at 6:40. And there you go.
Good job, Bill.
God love you. You're wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Forget you and you and you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.